I'm so sorry, Jen,
he says, reaching for me. I jerk away, unnerved that he's touching me as if I'm mum. But as a loosened tendril of my hair flicks across my face, I realise it's the longest it's ever been. Mum's length. I had a short brown bob as a child, razored it army short after Mum's death, and then rattled through shaved, permed, green, blue, and spiky tiger stripes as I tried to get a grip on my spiralling life with drastic rebranding. But since embracing the course of least resistance, I've got a brown version of Mum's long blonde hair. Combined with my pronounced weight loss, it's clearly working like a Mentos sweet dropping into the Diet Coke of Dad's mind, foaming out a splurge of locked-in memories. Sorry for what? I murmur. Flattered that Dad could possibly mistake nervous, twitchy me for my confident, charismatic mum, I momentarily indulge the outlandish idea, and my usually hunched stance softens into her loose-limbed ease. Moving like her, while simultaneously inhaling the exotic scent of quince coming from my bag, sparks an intense visceral memory of Mum feeding Dad some of her quince jam with one of her little ornate crested spoons. He'd laughed, and inadvertently spat some out, making her throw back her head, her long blonde hair flying out, and her high-pitched laugh exploding out of her, sounding like a yelping fox. Reese and I had rolled our eyes at her antics, but she kept on spooning the jam into our spluttering dad like she was a busty, disapproving matron doling out medicine. Soon all of us were crying with laughter, clutching ourselves and begging her to stop. I miss her antics. Miss the way she ignited a room. Miss who I used to be around her. Time hasn't healed me. It's just hardened me.
Ah!
Cries Dad. His thin lips part. His tiny pupils expand into black counters, and the trace of colour in his cheeks washes away to grey clamminess. I gently pat his good shoulder, feeling his bird-like frame under his worn striped pyjamas. It's okay, Dad. Everything's okay. He breaks into a broad smile. Except, it isn't a smile. It's a grimace. His thin skin stretches taut around his open mouth, his yellow teeth bare. His tongue sticks out, pointy and reptilian. Thoughts of Mum have induced a heart attack.
Help! Please help us!
I shout. But as I step away, his right arm shoots out and he grabs my upper arm with uncanny force. His ragged fingernails scratch me as he lurches up, spittle dripping down his chin. And as he rises, I'm simultaneously yanked towards him and our foreheads clash. The searing pain makes me lose my footing, and I collapse onto the bed, jarring my elbows. I try to right myself, but Dad's pushing down on me, his nails ripping into my arm.
Jen,
he pleads. Stop it, Dad, I beg, struggling to stand and twisting to try to loosen his grasp.
Are you okay?
Calls Woolly Tights, rising from her seat in alarm.
Get help,
I call, and she rushes down the ward. As I stand, I lift Dad with me, forcing my fingers under his, trying not to hurt him. But he scrabbles them back on.
I'm so sorry, Jen,
he whispers, his lips brushing my ear, his sour breath on my neck.
I didn't mean to.
He twists his head, so I'm eyeball to eyeball with his wide, staring eyes.
Didn't mean to what?
I cry, still scrabbling to loosen his rigid grip.
To.
But before he can say another word, I finally succeed in unlatching all his fingers simultaneously, and he collapses onto the bed. I stagger back, struggling for breath and clutching my throbbing arm, blood oozing between my fingers.
I'm Hannah, Dad,
I sob.
I'm your daughter. Mum's not here.
Woolly Tights is shouting in the distance. Dad's lying motionless across the bed, staring up at the ceiling, as if the last minute never happened. But it did. He thought he was talking to Mum, and he begged for her forgiveness. That could be forgiveness for anything. For not putting the bins out, an argument, even an affair. But the rigid dam in my mind is cracking, and memories are cascading through the crumbling barricades. Looking at Dad's scrawny legs, I remember when they were muscular and fast. Staring at his mottled, gnarled hands, I remember them broad and powerful. and raising my tear-hazed sight to the purple vein snaking across his right temple. I remember it livid and pulsing at moments of exertion or anger. I lean in and whisper the question I have never let myself utter in 23 years. Dad, did you murder Mum?